summertime work, a lot of camps, leagues. You know, you do this every year where you're missing seniors, and it happens every year. But I would think this year, this summer months is a lot important for you every summer, but more maybe often than this summer because of all the seniors you did lose. So you had to get to a lot of these camps, a lot of basketball for these guys this summer, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, you're right about summer. Kids are busy. They got life outside of their sports, or they got other things going on. And it was a good opportunity for the guys at the varsity level to get a chance to play where, you know, we didn't have Brett Fraker, where he's been battling a groin injury from track. Gabe Gans, he, you know, still recovering from an ACL. And Josiah Wilkinson was in Canada for much of June. So, you know, there's three probable starters who we didn't have with our varsity. So our other guys got an opportunity to step up and compete against some good competition. And we kind of joked, me and Coach Weezer, who came with me to the all the varsity camps, that, you know, the van we have going to all these camps is pretty much going to be the same van we're going to have next year, minus a couple guys and adding those guys that are gone. So, you know, we were pleased with how we performed, and we saw some things that we need to work on, obviously, as every team does. But our takeaway, I think, is we had a lot more positives than negatives. And like you had mentioned, we lost some key pieces from our varsity from a year ago, where you have, you know, Adam Duggar, Evan Humphrey, Jacob Gomez-Wilson, who've been playing since they're sophomores. And we added so many guys, like that most of the camps we went to, Mitchell Cole was the only player with us who we had with us at the varsity level a year ago, going to summer camp. So we were pretty raw in terms of age, but I thought we competed and played really well, especially against the teams who we played against.
Going back to Gabe, I think his progress and his injury, I talked to him a couple of times when I out and about seeing him. I think it's coming along pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And he gets up into the gym quite a few times. And, you know, Gabe's one of those kids that he missed his freshman year to an ACL, missed most of his sophomore year to an ACL. So we're hoping he can have a healthy junior year. And, you know, he's going to be a focal point for our team. And we're going to be doing things a little bit differently than we have in the past. And a lot of that's going to spotlight him and, you know, other guys being in the position that he's going to be in from the summer. You know, we liked what we saw, you know, with some changes, that it's going to be him. So we're excited for his junior year.
I know you did, correct me if I'm wrong, pick up a couple of additions, one or two, to the team from some move-ins. And I take it they've had a chance to get with your team and compete at some of these leagues and camps in the last month or so?
Yep. You know, we got two juniors, which is nice because our junior class is our small class, and now it's turned into one of our little bit bigger classes. But we got Max Schlicky. He came from Boys Town, and I didn't get to watch him play in games because he played with the JV level, but Coach Osten, who took the JV guys, you know, said he did some good things. And but I did get to see John Patel play quite a bit. He came to us from Maywood, and, you know, John's a big physical kid, and just in the short time that we've worked with him, he's made some good progress. And it's going to take time for him to learn, you know, a completely different system, and especially playing man defense where he played, you know, primarily zone. But we saw a lot of good things out of him, and I think he's going to add, you know, quite a bit for us with his size, where, you know, you look back a year ago, we were incredibly small, and looking at us now, we've got a lot of size. So yeah, they bring some things that we needed. So, you know, we're pretty excited about those guys.
And all the others, you mentioned that the couple of kids have been hurt, not with the team, but you got some other guys that went to, I'm sure, everything this summer, and you saw a lot of progress from some of those kids as well, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first you look at our seniors, you know, Mitchell Cole, he, like I said earlier, he was one of our only guys who came with us last summer. You know, you could tell he's got a year of experience under his belt. He's a lot more confident, and he just kind of carries himself on the floor a lot differently than probably the other kids do. And, you know, he played this summer the best basketball I've ever seen him play. And probably more importantly, he stepped up into a leadership role, which, you know, I keep telling those guys, a player-led team's always going to be better than a coach-led team. And, you know, I'm really excited, you know, for Mitchell's whole senior year, starting here at the end of the month when he goes into football, and seeing how he can develop. And another senior with him would be Caden Porter. He didn't play much or any varsity a year ago, but Caden, he's one of those kids. He's incredibly athletic. He's got a lot of offensive ability, and he's always been good enough offensively to play varsity. And, you know, he knows it's his defense that he's got to get better. And I loved watching how he was committed playing on the defensive end. And one of the games we were playing, I said, you know, Caden, if you put this much effort in defense last year, you've been playing varsity. And he just laughs and nods his head. But, you know, it's good that he's a senior and he's figuring that out. And he had some really, really good games, which was good to see. And, you know, then our sophomores, we had a slew of those guys who played this summer, and two of them with Bryson Golan, where he got his feet wet last year as a freshman. He had a pretty good summer. And Miles Pullman, he started for us this summer, and he had some really good games, and I think he's going to add some good depth for us. And Brody Graham came along with us, and, you know, Brody held his own, and it was good seeing those young guys playing against, you know, we played so many state tournament type teams, or teams that played at state last year, and usually when you get those freshmen, sophomores, it takes them a little while to adjust, but they hopped in right away and competed. Then also, with guys being out, it gave us an opportunity to take a look at Tripp Riley as a freshman. And usually freshmen aren't ready coming from eighth grade into the summer as freshmen and going against, you know, state tournament type competitions. But, you know, we were pleasantly surprised with how Tripp competed. There are a few games he was our leading scorer. And, you know, like, for example, we went to York, and all four teams we played were at the state tournament last year. And Tripp would have came home from that camp being our leading scorer. So we're pleasantly surprised with what he gave us. And, you know, losing Evan Humphrey, who could shoot the ball from the three-point line exceptionally well. And, you know, I think when it's all said and done, Tripp's going to be right at his heels fighting for the record that Evan had just set for threes in a career and in a season. So, like I said, we knew the whole time the three guys we were missing are going to be key pieces for us come December. But it's going to give us some things to look at, where we had 9 or 10 guys step up and compete at a varsity level against really good teams. So ending the summer is definitely a positive. And, you know, me and Coach Weezer were talking at our last camp. You know, we lost by one to Omaha Northwest. And, you know, it's essentially our JV team plus Mitchell Cole going against those guys. And, you know, we were saying 5-6 months ago, we would have said this JV group's going to, you know, lose by one to Omaha Northwest. We would have been kind of wondering what happened. So, you know, we definitely have made progress, and we got a ways to go, but we like where we're at.
Hey, some of those tournaments this summer, Coach, did they let you get used to the new rules, some of the new rules this year or not? Or you just got to wait until the season to kind of get adjusted to the new rules coming in?
Yep, all the free throw rules, they applied those, which it changes strategy quite a bit there, because, you know, we'll say at the end of the quarter you have two team fouls, and, you know, you need five to shoot a free throw, and we'll say the other team has the ball with 10 seconds left. A strategy like every team's using is they're going to let you take a couple seconds off, then they're going to foul you, so you can't get a shot off. So by the time you end on it, there's 2 or 3 seconds. So, you know, that's going to change the strategy quite a bit. That's something we're probably going to have to apply. And, you know, if you're going to do that, you got to have some depth, because you don't want to just throw guys in and they're not ready for it. Or, you know, you don't want to obviously use one of your starters to pick up a foul if they don't have to. So that's something to look at. Then we went to Kearney 2 different times. And Kearney, we played with a shot clock. And I guess probably not too big of a surprise, we didn't really notice the shot clock on our end. You know, I don't think we used it one time, but we just briefly talked to the kids about some of the strategies that will be different when we play with the shot clock. And, you know, one of them's when you're on defense and there's 5 seconds left, you got to, our defensive strategy changes a little bit because we don't want to give up a good shot. So there are a few times our opponent got into the end of the shot clock and our kids were able to adjust and recognize, which, you know, adds a completely different new element than what we're used to. But I like that. So those rule changes, it was kind of fun, you know, seeing how those play out in the summer, and it gives you something to think about heading into the season of what your strategy is going to be doing that. And seeing some teams like Kearney play who are used to a shot clock and see some things that they did and what their kids knew to look at gave us some good ideas.
Well, I know you have a lot of multi-sport athletes, Coach, and you know, football time is coming up pretty close here, and the kids are in the weight room, and you don't want to have a repeat of what happened last year during the football season where you lose a key player to a pretty bad injury. I'm sure basketball coaches, who you're also an assistant football coach, you see that and you just, that had to make you cringe when that happened, didn't it?
It is, and you know, for whatever reason that, you know, when Adam Duggar got injured in the playoffs in football, that just created a chain effect for the remaining school year. I mean, we were obviously plagued with it big time in basketball, and then we had a lot of good track guys who would have been down in Omaha, and they didn't get to even compete in districts because of those injuries. And it was just a very odd year. I would like to say that's an anomaly and it's not going to ever happen again, but you know, the reality of sports is injuries. And but you know, with last year, with all the injuries we had, it was amazing how guys stepped up, and we didn't really have much of a fall off. So with the depth that we had developed, you know, throughout the summer, you'd like to think we'd be in a good spot. And also, you know, you can't expect you're going to go through an entire football season injury-free, but you just hope that the injuries that do occur are minor and they're able to recover from quickly. But no, you're right. It was definitely an interesting school year, but hopefully we can put that kind of drama, I guess you could say, behind us.